It's been nearly 7 months since the September 11th terrorist attacks. Since then, Muslim leaders in the United States say there's a sense of frustration in their community because of detentions, interviews, raids on their businesses, and the closings of their charities. The Council on American-Islamic Relations is creating a $1 million legal defense fund to help people who feel their civil rights have been violated by the post-September 11th investigation. NPR's Greg Allen visited Paterson, New Jersey, where Muslims say that because of their religion, they are being subjected to a double standard of justice.
Wednesday night in Paterson, it's a scene not unlike that found in gyms across the country. About a dozen grade school-age boys are in training for an upcoming Taekwondo tournament. But precisely at 8 p.m., the martial arts come to an abrupt halt. The Taekwondo students line up along with their brothers, fathers, and uncles for evening prayer service at the Islamic Center of Passaic County. The Islamic Center is the largest and most active of the 20 mosques in Paterson. This part of North Jersey, an area that includes Newark and Jersey City, is home to one of the nation's largest concentrations of Arab Americans. As it happens, it's also the location of one of the largest concentrations of detainees, people from the Middle East and South Asia held by authorities as part of the post-September 11th sweep. In its most recent count, the Justice Department said it was holding about 300 detainees nationwide. But that number only represents people arrested as part of the terrorism investigation. It doesn't include the many people picked up by authorities in recent weeks as part of a crackdown on immigration violations by people from countries associated with al-Qaeda. Magdi Mahmoud is the head of a group that helps find lawyers for Arab and South Asian detainees. He says more than half of those being held don't have attorneys. In New Jersey, immigration authorities are housing detainees in 5 county jails. Mahmoud estimates that about 1,000 people are currently in custody.
I know for a fact that around the end of December, the number was 1,040 precisely in 4 jails. And I know also that people have been released, but also people have been detained. So it's still in the same bulk figure, 1,000 plus or minus.
Mahmoud lists more than a dozen people he knows who've been picked up in the last 3 weeks. Many have outstanding violations or deportation orders and have been in the country for years. Last month, the Immigration and Naturalization Service was following up on an old deportation order when it arrested a Syrian man along with his wife and 4 of his 6 children. He doesn't want his real name used, so we'll call him Ibrahim. He's been in the U.S. for more than a dozen years. His 2 youngest children, who were born here, are U.S. citizens. Mahmoud says authorities took him and his oldest son to the Bergen County Jail, his wife and 2 daughters to the Hudson County Jail, and a 16-year-old son was placed in the Philadelphia Juvenile Correction Center.
So the whole family was spread across 3 cities, 3 states. And the other 2 kids are left alone by themselves in the house until their uncle was called by the neighbors the next day and he flew from Chicago. He shut down his business and then he came over just to take care of the kids and follow up with the situation.
Mahmoud secured a New Jersey lawyer to represent Ibrahim and his family. But 2 weeks ago, authorities moved them to a federal facility, the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. So he's had to hire a new lawyer licensed in New York. And he says conditions at that jail are among the worst at any facility.
It's one of the highest security jails in all over the United States. And this is really very sad if you think about it. These people are not criminals by any means. Their violation is classified as civil violations, overstaying their visa or their passport expired or any minor civil violation that does not really require a criminal treatment. They are put in jail with big names in criminal fields.
Last week, the Justice Department's Inspector General said he would investigate whether any detainees had their civil rights violated. As part of that investigation, he's sending a team to inspect the conditions at the Metropolitan Detention Center. Along with the detentions, many Muslims are also upset about the government's shutdown of Islamic charities, including the Holy Land Foundation, which had a branch in Paterson. The government says the foundation was providing funds to the militant Palestinian group Hamas. Sam Abu Nazkar is active in defending the community's civil liberties. He says what's particularly troubling is that the foundation was shut down by executive order without any hearing or trial.
I think there is a great deal of anxiety from our community because Muslims feel, for some reason, there's a double standard in the Department of Justice and in the White House and in the political system. It's There is a system that is applied to everybody, and then there's a system that applied to us.
That's his home address?
Yeah.
Huh? No, I don't care about that. Give me the jail name or the city. El Paso?
At the Islamic Center in Patterson, after prayers, Magdi Mahmoud takes down information about another member of the mosque. Ashraf Al-Fata was taken into custody last month by authorities in Texas. Adel Hablawi says his friend called him from jail in El Paso and asked him to post his bail.
He's a trucker, trailer driver, and they asked him about his paperwork. I said, I'm a married American citizen. I don't need that paperwork to carry with me because I have an appointment. But all of a sudden, they just put him in jail, and they held him for $15,000 bail, and then the bail was denied. I don't know what's the story.
Magdi Mahmoud promises to try to help Hablawi's friend, but he says even in New Jersey, it's difficult to get in to see many of the detainees. Attorney General John Ashcroft spoke recently about his department's efforts to build ties with America's Arab-American community. Mahmoud says in Patterson, Muslim leaders last year had a good meeting with some top Justice Department officials, but since then, there's been no follow-up. On the people level, he says, there's a great deal of fear and resentment. Sam Abu Nazkar says he wonders how long will it be before Americans recognize that the acts of a few terrorists do not represent American Muslims.
Whenever conversation come up between colleagues and neighbors, Muslims are put in a situation where they have to assert they're American citizens and we're, you know, we love this country as much as everybody. And for others, it's by default, you know what I mean? They're also very worried about when the president comes up and says, well, the fight of terrorism might take another 20 years. Well, is it another 20 years of this?
About 150 to 200 people usually attend evening prayers during the week at the Islamic Center in Patterson. Friday night can bring out as many as 1,500. Members of the mosque say attendance is down, though, in recent months. Many people are reluctant to go out. Greg Allen, NPR News, Patterson, New Jersey.